eavesdrop on Philadelphia All Sports Radio. This is the All Sports Radio station in Philly. The Touchdown Brothers, they do the morning drive show there. And we almost always catch them talking about the Cowboys and the Eagles. That's all they talk about the week of the Cowboys-Eagles games.
Let's not tune these guys in again.
So let's tune them in and see if we can listen to the Touchdown Brothers and what they're talking about this morning.
That's Jovi. That's music. It's from Philly.
Got it.
All right, you're listening to the Down and Distance, the Touchdown Brothers on W Spare Radio. I'm Jimmy Amendola. He's Tony Ragu.
Bam! What's going on?
We got a great hour coming up here. Here in a few minutes, we're going to talk to Michael Lombardi with the NFL Network.
Yeah, he's got some good thoughts.
Then a little bit after that, we're going to talk to Sean Salisbury.
Why is he on the show?
I think Twin Peaks coming out with a new sandwich or something like this. So they're adjusting the temperature of their beers. I don't know.
Yeah.
And then we're going to have Mickey Spagnuolo from the DallasCowboys.com network. We're going to lay into the Spags.
Could you imagine writing for them? What the hell would you write about every day?
It's going to be terrible.
DallasCowgirls.com.
How many different ways can you write? They're terrible.
Come on. I mean, what else are you going to say?
And then a little bit later on, we're going to have Michael Lombardi with Mickey Spagnuolo on.
Yeah.
So that'll be great.
That'll be a big fight.
That'll be great. And then we're trying to line up a new guy named Todd Archer. He's recently become available. All right, there we go.
Let's get going.
Let's go ahead and break down this game. We got the Eagles and the Cowboys.
And I give the Cowboys some credit, all right? They're better now.
Yeah, they are better.
They played better than they did early in
the year. Better.
But let's stop giving this credit to Jason Garrett.
Please. Jason Garrett.
I mean, look at that guy. He's got the red. Princeton.
He went to Princeton.
No one
ever come out of Princeton who's known a damn thing about football. What's going on?
Everyone thinks he's great because Troy Aikman says he's great.
He played for the Cowboys, for Christ's sakes.
Of course he's going to say he's a good quarterback.
Jeez, what do his Cowboys know?
He's good. He plays for the Cowboys. Hey, I did too. Wow, that's really good stuff. But I will give him this. The Cowgirls, they have upgraded the quarterback.
Yeah, they have. Yeah. Maybe that. They got the kitten now.
Yeah, he's not bad.
A lot better than Tony Homo.
Tony Homo.
Oh, I broke my little shoulder. Man. Oh, I need that so much for so football.
Bad. Oh, give me another celebrity to go date. Please get rid of him.
Oh, jeez. What is Troy Aikman ranking Tony Homo high, too?
I think he's his pimp. I think he gets him more
than Tony Homo's his whore. Troy Aikman, jeez.
You know,
when it comes to ranking announcing between Jaws and Aikman, give me Jaws, okay?
The Polish rifle.
Jaws never lost a game against Aikman.
No.
Aikman never won a game against Jaws. I think that's right.
Yeah, the Eagles got a big advantage at quarterback, Michael Vick. What else can you say? And, you know, I expect Dallas to trump up some sort of dogfighting charges on Vic by Sunday.
Oh, probably, they'll totally do it. They'll get a couple war-torn pit bulls and throw them in Vic's
hotel room and call the authorities
and say, I think Michael Vick. Yeah. How many talk down there? I think Michael Vick down there. They're doing all that there.
Come on, rest him before he beats my team by 50, you know?
Please.
Yeah.
All right, you ready to head to the phones?
Let's head to the phones.
One of our favorite callers is on the line here, Tony. We got Sal Parmesan. He's on the phone.
Sal, what's up? How are you doing this morning? How are you guys doing?
Sal, how are you doing?
Long time listener, millionth time caller.
Yeah. We love every one of them, too. We love them.
Hey, the way I see is that the Eagles have 8 wins and the Cowboys have only 4 wins. The Eagles are twice as good as the Cowboys.
At least, probably three times better.
Yeah, I really enjoy you two's guys every morning. I get up and I eat my cheese steak with you two's guys, and just want to say up your nose with a rubber hose. Okay,
got us again.
I totally fell for that.
Whoa!
Look out, Alice.
You give love the bad name.
Yeah.
that.
All right, here that's when we come music. Back, we're going to give it to Michael Lombardi with the NFL Network.
Give it to
him. And Sean Salisbury coming on a little bit later on to talk about a new sandwich from Twin Peaks.
The Touchdown Brothers.
Down the distance on WSPAM Radio.
All right, I can't take them anymore. Turn them on. We can't listen to them anymore.
Man, that's really loud radio.
And they do that all week.
Just a bunch of screaming.
Just a bunch of screaming.
It's 8:47 here on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket. What's the biggest show coming to town? We'll find out next.
Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket feels your holiday pain. Friend, keep listening to Christmas music.
How'd you like to spend Christmas?
But the Ticket puts the ho-ho-ho on that deal and does something she won't do.